expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com. Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, this is Barbara from Harlem, and welcome to Our Urban Story. Well, today I don't have my co-host with me, Miss Diamond. Today is her birthday, and she is in Las Vegas, Nevada. And on behalf of all of you listening in, I'm going to wish her again a very, very happy birthday. Today is the 16th. Of February 2019, and we have a lot to talk about today. First off, I'm going to give you the call-in number so that your voice can be heard. That number is 973-925-4559, 973-925-4559. And as I said, you know, she's not here today, so we're flying solo. And I need your help, your voice, your cooperation, and your patience. Well, we just got over Valentine's Day, and that was on the 14th of February. And I pray that everyone had a very lovely, lovely, lovely Valentine's Day with plenty of love and, you know, a lot of peace and just some joy. I was looking on the internet and I saw some details surrounding St. Valentine's Day, and they call it St. Valentine. And according to what I was able to discover, there was a priest by the name, a Roman priest by the name of Valentinus. And he seems to have been one that was, who used to minister to persecuted Christians whose lives were in danger of martyrdom under the Roman Emperor Claudius II. So he is remembered for celebrating those illegal Christian weddings, putting his life on the line for young couples who wish to wed before God. And that's where we get the symbol of the heart for love, love. So the date of February 14 was preserved for the feast of St. Valentine ever since it was established by a Pope Galatius I in 496 A.D. in tribute to his memory. And, you know, amazingly, archaeologists have unearthed a Roman catacomb in an ancient church dedicated to the Roman saint. So I just wanted to share that with you because I thought it was very interesting. You know, we celebrate some of these holidays and we don't know the significance of it. Oh, and one other thing, that a casket, there's a casket in Dublin, and it's been there since 1936. It's containing several of Valentine's bones, and a vial of his blood has been stored, and they call it in the Whitefriars Street Carmeletta Church, and that's in Dublin, Ireland. And if you ever go over there, maybe you can take a look at it. So I just wanted to say that. Not once again, I hope that everyone enjoyed their February 14th Valentine's Day. Miss B.B. Diamond has always been my Valentine. She was born on February 16th. We have some disturbing things that are going on. Yes, we're going to talk about this deal. That's not such a great deal. But we're also going to talk about some of our enemies within our country, within our Congress, et cetera, et cetera. And there are four of them that are very disturbing. Ilhan Omar and, of course, Linda Sassoua. Both of those are Muslims. And another Muslim is Rashida Tlaib. And, of course, we don't know what we can call her except what is it, socialist slash communist, and that is our Alexandria Cortez, Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, they are doing some very disturbing things, saying some very disturbing things, and they are, as far as I'm concerned, our enemies within. You know, here it is, Omar has said that, Israel must die. She's calling for the death of Israel. I mean, what is it? Israel must be destroyed. I'm sorry. Why would this woman even say something like that? I mean, and she is, I've watched her, you know, interviewing people, you know, in these Senate hearings, et cetera, et cetera. She is so anti-American. I feel very sad that the people, I think it's Minnesota, elected her and put her in office because she seems to be so undeserving. She wants to, I guess, label America as inhumane toward people of other parts of the world. And, you know, she's just really off her rocker, if you ask me. And her words are very disturbing. But once again, the Democrats always circle the wagon. Now, here it is. She says Israel must be destroyed. But you have a Democratic Republican, a representative, I'm sorry, Carson, Andre Carson. He's a Democrat from Illinois. And he's arguing that Representative Omar, the Democrat from Minnesota, is not anti-Semitic despite her anti-Semitic tweets. That's what you call circling the wagon, even in spite of what's truth, what's been said, and what the facts are. He's saying that she's not anti-Semitic. Well, for someone to say Israel must be destroyed, I would think that that's a strong statement that you have a strong dislike for Israel and you want it destroyed. You know, these are the people who call Israel the occupiers, the this, the that. She's part of that group. When if she really studied the Bible that we believe in, the people who were in that land prior to this made up group of Palestinians, these Palestinians are nothing but Arabs, but they're not Palestinians. But the people, according to the Bible, who were there were Jewish people. And for her to have such a hatred, she does not belong as a representative of any state. And our president was calling on her to resign. And I think that that's fitting. Because she doesn't deserve to be in that position. Neither does Rashida, the other one. Neither does the socialist / communist that from New York that has come up with this new Green Deal and all of that, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She wants to abolish ICE. And because of her ranting and carrying on, you know, New York has lost out on Amazon, which was going to provide, they projected like 25,000 jobs, but they've decided not to come to the state of New York because there's too much going on from the politicians. There was growing opposition to the project, mainly from the politicians, because if you're not able to persuade the politicians in New York, you won't get anything done. That's why I admire our President Donald Trump, because he was able to build in New York, Trump Tower, and other places. That meant that he was able to meet with the Democratic leadership, because that's what we have in New York, persuade them that he was a good businessman, et cetera, and rub shoulders with them. And they let him build the buildings that he built and put the name on the buildings that he has his name on it here in New York. But Amazon said, forget it. You won't be getting this 25,000 new jobs. We'll find someplace else to build our headquarters. And that was it. They were going to build it in Long Island City in Queens. And we've lost it. That's all that there is to it. And I'm just alarmed at how, you know, people don't look at truth in a sense because, you know, this Cortez, she's really out there on a limb. This new Green Deal is so outrageous. I don't even see how she had nerve enough to come up with it. You know, it's absolutely outrageous. We're not socialists. We're not communists. And we reject what she's coming out with. You know, this is just too much. Well, on another note, The Republicans in Wisconsin House of Representatives blocked a resolution that's, you know, to recognize Black History Month until the name of former NFL player Colin Kaepernick was removed from the document. Excuse me. I applaud them because they stood up for something that's very meaningful, because Kaepernick is not, he's disrespecting the national anthem, disrespecting our flag. Why should he be represented? Why should his name be, with others like Condoleezza Rice for Black History Month? I don't think this man really has any positive way of identifying himself or even why he's the way he is, unless he's being influenced by his Muslim girlfriend, which Muslims generally hate the West. But once his name was removed, then honoring, you know, the resolution recognizing Black History Month was passed by those Republicans in Wisconsin House of Representatives. The document also praised, you know, the document included some people like former U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, baseball giant Reggie Jackson, Lucianne H. Palmer, that was Wisconsin's first Black legislator. Carol Stanford Taylor, that was Wisconsin's first Black superintendent of public instruction. And so these people, and also recognize NFL coach Jim Caldwell. These people made significant contributions to America. What contribution did Kaepernick make? What? To get a bunch of renegades, I call them, not to kneel when the national anthem is played, to kneel, you know, at our flag, to kneel. Here it is, people, our veterans have fought from World War II, won all of the wars that we have engaged in, and especially World War II, to make America what it is, a free nation. Have the freedom to disagree, have the freedom. But there's a small line or a fine line between freedom and being disrespectful. Kaepernick has been very disrespectful. The NFL has suffered tremendously, and they deserve to suffer. Because here it is, you have people who are just throwing a ball, who can't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, who can't stand for the national anthem, and this country has given them more opportunities than they'd have any other place in the world. Many of them come from broken homes. They're not, a lot of them come from not, and that's not just the crust of it, but they would have had in another country, they wouldn't have had the money, the recognition, the prestige, and the positions that they hold. Only in America could you come from, let's say, the projects and be able to throw a ball and someone recognize you regardless of your skin color, signs you and gives you a couple of $1 million. They've been totally blessed in this country, and for them to be so disrespectful, it's not acceptable. Well, the people who wanted his name included said that Kaepernick donated $25,000 to an urban organization that helps at-risk kids. Well, he should take more of his money, open up a center, and contribute more than $25,000. I mean, if you're worth millions of dollars, $25,000 is just a drop in the bucket. So, I mean, and where is his commitment to really get his hands dirty in working with these young children, since he finds things in America so deplorable? I find the socks that he wears depicting our law enforcement as pigs, I find that to be deplorable. The shirt that he had on, I think it was a picture of like Castro or someone of that vein, I find that to be despicable. You're in the most blessed free land in the world, and you choose not to give respect to those who made it possible for you to be receiving what you receive, the way of life that you have become accustomed to, because of the generosity of this country. So hooray for those Republicans in that House of Representatives there in Wisconsin. His name has been removed. Let's see. Let's talk about this Russian investigation with Mueller. You know, this investigation has so many layers to it. I was looking at former FBI director, Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, and he recalled working the Russian investigation into collusion, sharing in an interview with CBS 60 Minutes. He mentioned that he was very concerned that he was able to put the case in put the case on absolutely sound ground. McCabe said he feared someone would remove him from the investigation. You know, he tries to sound so concerned about honesty and integrity. But where is the honesty and integrity of those we trust in the law enforcement area? They have really disappointed us. Between Comey and the others, Lisa Page, Strzok, all of them have shown that they lack integrity. They're so obsessed with hating a president who won legitimately that they're just doing things that just don't even make any sense. American tax dollars are over $30 million for this investigation into collusion. They've never explained the details of how they perceived, how they theorized this came about. Were clones developed? Did people force people to vote? Did the Russians send people money to vote for Donald Trump? They don't have any of that. They don't have anything about any collusion with any Russians to win the election. I go back to what Franklin Graham said. With all of the polls showing that he was going to lose, with all of the voter fraud going on, with all of the media, the mass media, 99% of them favoring Hillary Clinton. Even the magazine was already printed to Madam President. Everyone forgot about the God factor. And it was the God factor that propelled him over all of those obstacles for him, Donald John Trump, to become the president of the United States of America. And, you know, this former FBI acting director is promoting his new book. And he's a disgraced FBI agent. It's also been recorded that he has met with those who are trying to find some reason to use the 25th Amendment to remove our president from office. I mean, this is, you know, really sick. McCabe is, you know, a part of this coup d'etat or whatever that want to use this 25th Amendment. Now, from what I understand, the 25th Amendment, our president has to be, God forbid, incapacitated. You know, a stroke or this or this or this or this. And they don't have any reason to accuse him of not being fit for office. They just hate him. Also, in this potential move to have him removed from the office of president, they are supposed to confer with the vice president. And according to what I've been able to discover, our vice president, Mike Pence, he's never heard any discussion of the 25th Amendment. You know, they haven't even approached him. You know, this is really honestly ridiculous for people to be so obsessed, and including FBI officials. That's what makes it even worse, because these people are supposed to be nonpartisan. They're not supposed to be in there trying to promote someone to get elected and try to make sure someone is defeated that they don't like. you know, this is not America, and I pray that it gets straightened out soon. So I just wanted to mention, you know, how embarrassing it is. But one thing I do love about our president, these things don't go on unnoticed with him, because he went on Twitter and he made some remarks about McCabe. And they weren't complimentary. You know, he said, what did he actually say? Let me see. He called him poor little angel. Donald Trump mocks poor little angel Andrew McCabe. Well, he deserves to be mocked. He deserves to be humiliated. And I don't know what his book is going to say, but, you know, it can't be packed with truth and honesty if he's one of those who's been meeting secretly to try to use the 25th Amendment to have our president removed from office. That's not right. What else do we want to talk about? Oh, we want to talk about the border deal package. You know, I mean, the package is not what we'd hoped for. Only $1.3 billion for 55 miles of construction at the United States-Mexico border for a physical barrier, and $415 million in humanitarian relief for border crossers. Okay. I think he's going to sign it, but the bipartisan offer to the president, it really falls short of the $5.7 billion that he requested. So we'll have to see what happens, but Hello, we have a caller on the line. Hello.
Hi. Good morning, my sister, and God bless you, and God bless, and happy birthday to BB. God bless BB Diamond.
Well, thank you. I'll tell her that you said that. Yes.
You're welcome. I wanted to say, my sister, I was at the abortion center this morning standing for life, and that's where that's a real bad thing over there. They're killing the babies left and right, and that's the biggest abortion place in Bergen County. It's horrible.
Yes.
And, you know, people just walk by and they don't realize what's going on. And, well, they just don't want to know. And most of the people that are going there are African Americans. I noticed that.
Absolutely.
And and it's really a sad thing. It's a war. It's a war on babies, and it's a genocide too. And it's a war on African Americans. I'm sorry, but I really see that.
I think it's racist. I believe it's racist.
It absolutely is, and it's a way they're controlling the population, just like Margaret Sanger did, you know, said. And regarding the wall, thank God President Trump declared it an emergency, you know, and I hope we do get that wall.
Absolutely.
People and children and families and are suffering so much as a result of drugs coming into this country, and addicts and having lost their children. And
that's right, that's right.
Lives and ruined the children's school and everything, and drugs and gangs coming into this country. That is an emergency. And if he didn't do it before, well, they obstruct him from doing everything.
Yes, they do.
Since 1979, I believe this is correct, 58 emergencies have been called.
Yes.
By former presidents. And
yes.
We're not anything compared to what's going on in this country.
Absolutely. I'm glad that.
Have a great president. We must support him.
And yes, we must.
Stop the nonsense of letting people coming into this country illegally.
That's right. That's right.
From Germany.
You know, I'm sorry, Joanne, you know, I'm glad that you gave that information about how many states of emergencies have been declared, because, you know, they were declared for when Obama was president. He declared many, many, many state of emergencies to provide aid to different countries. So, you know, they're probably going to challenge him, but, you know, we have to stick with him. And I was looking at something also that Senator Cruz is proposing, that the monies that are confiscated from drug dealers, the Chardo, I think his name is Chardo, anyway, that money should be applied to funding the wall, the barrier, whatever we want to call it.
Sure.
You know, yes.
Or get it from the Iran deal that Obama gave billions of dollars.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And even donations. People will privately donate. We want to be protected. It's just like you put a fence up around your house. Well, we need to be protected. I don't think we should give our country, turn our country into a third world hellhole. And that's exactly what it will be if they keep the borders off. I just was reading doing some research on Hungary last night. Hungary is one of the only smart European countries that is restricting who they let into the country and what. And the prime minister, whoever he was, I forgot, said, you're going to tell me who I can let into my country or not?
Absolutely.
No, this is what the people want. We're a Christian country. We want to remain a Christian country, and we want to keep our country.
Absolutely.
And the message is, keep us safe. That's number one job of the president. And all these people on the left that are trying to instigate and cause trouble, like Maxine Waters right now, she's telling people to go around and make rallies against President Trump. Well, how about you take your house where you live, take that fence down, take those...
That's right. And the same thing for Nancy Pelosi. The same thing goes for Nancy Pelosi and all of them. Like our president said during his State of the Union address, they have walls, they have gates, and they have guards. We don't. We're average people, and we don't have those extra security measures protecting our lives. And the president held a press conference...
Anybody, if we don't want. Well, I work hard for my money, and I don't even have enough money from paycheck to paycheck.
I know.
Why do I have to give more money? If I want to donate, I donate, but I don't need be told that I have to raise my taxes to give out food stamps for people that are coming in here illegally. No,
did you hear about the press conference that was held yesterday, and Jim Acosta tried to, of course, you know, sabotage everything, and the president told him, well, if you don't think a wall is important, ask some of these angel moms who's lost their sons, who's lost their daughters. So they surrounded him and gave him a lecture on why they want to be protected, and we need that wall. So we're going to keep fighting for that wall. We're going to stick with our president. Because, frankly, he's the best one that's happened to us in a long time.
Yes, my sister. One quick thing, if I may. If anyone has ever had a family member that's been affected by drugs, and most of them are coming from the illegal countries or illegally, they know what it's like to suffer when one person is affected by drugs in the family. The whole family suffers, and it's horrible. And that is an emergency.
Right. That's right. It is an emergency. And I thank you so much for your call, and I thank you for being attentive. And the thing that I was trying to remember... God bless America, and God bless you too, my sister. What I was trying to recall, too, was Senator Cruz, and we must applaud him. He's trying to get something passed. It's called the El Chapo Act, where this El Chapo's ill-gotten gains will be used to help fund the wall. So I hope that passes, and I'm very happy that Senator Cruz is proposing that. That's a good proposal.
Good.
And, you know, with all of this abortion going on, with all of these abortions and going on and all of that, all we have to do is look to the Word of God. In Psalm 106, we see they served their idols, which became a snare to them. They sacrificed their sons and their daughters to the demons. They poured out innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. Thus they became unclean by their acts and played the whore in their deeds. We need to do what we can to stop abortions because that blood, that innocent blood, is polluting our land.
You know, my sister, I didn't want to go there today, but I forced myself because it's an evil place. But let me tell you,
yes,
when
it
I
is.
Go, and I did a Joshua walk afterwards. I walked seven times, Rabbi. I don't think I made seven. I think I may have made six. When I'm walking around, I see, pardon me, excuse me, but someone got sick, and you can see it on the ground how they got sick. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I mean, these women are coming out of there getting sick, crying. They're coming out of there walking like they were just run over by a truck. They have hollow faces, you know. It's just a sad and evil thing that's going on in this country, and people have to start realizing that they're killing a person. It's not just a lump of cells.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Well, listen, thank you so much. We're getting ready to go to break in a few minutes, and I really appreciate your call, and thank you for being aware of what's going on in our America.
And God bless America.
And God bless you, and may God continue to bless America. We're going to be breaking in a few minutes, my friends. And don't forget, you can call in also. The number's 973-925-4559. And we'll be waiting for your call, and just join this conversation. And let's see what we can put our heads together and come up with to try to help save our blessed and our beautiful, the United States of America. Stay with
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Barbara from Harlem, and we are back. So I, you know, that the abortion issue is very hot, And we need to do all we can to try to be the voice of those babies that are not yet born. And as vicious as some of these abortionists are becoming, they want to even kill them after they're born. That's debauchery. That's inhumane. And that's not America. On another note, I just wanted to let everyone know that the Senate confirmed William Barr on Thursday to serve as President Donald Trump's next attorney general. I wanted to get into some details about this bill and him declaring a national emergency, because in this bill, they are restricting him so much. You know, the Democrats really don't want the wall. And I think I read where they're still going to implement that catch and release program. And, you know, with monitoring bracelets, which has not been successful. It's just terrible that we have to fight so hard in this country against this other party, and that's the Democratic Party that has become so socialist, so communist, and they're so power-driven and so power-hungry that they'll sacrifice the lives of Americans just to have open borders. They want open borders, and they want to build their voting block up, and they, you know, they don't care about the American citizens. And every Democrat out there needs to take note. These people don't deserve your vote. Excuse me. But, you know, we're going to have to fight and fight hard to just have some semblance of security and sanity prevailing in this country. I mean, between some of these people who are now in Congress, I mean, it's very frightening. And then you have some of the Republicans that sit on the fence, and they are so jealous and hateful of the president also, like Mitt Romney, that they're not going to support what he does and what he's trying to do for the sake of this America. They hate him more than they love America or those people who put them in office. And that is very sad, I must say. Well, you know, I don't know how we're going to get through all of this, but I have faith in God that he will take us through all of this, and we will successfully get rid of some of these rebels. I mean, they don't like this country. Omar does not like this country. And the other Muslim lady, they say such hateful things about this country. And, you know, I say to myself, well, why do they come to a bacon-loving, pork-chop-loving country like America? And the only thing I can come up with is that they want to destroy it. They hate the West so intensely. The Rashida Tlaib, Ocasio-Cortez, Linda Sarsour. And Omar, I mean, these are just a few of the outrageous people that have such big voices in our society. I mean, what is going on? And there is so much anti-Semitic attitudes going on. I saw something about a congressman from New York, Len Zelda, Zeldin of New York. He tweeted about this anti-Semitic voicemail that he got. I mean, and I read it, and I mean, it is disturbing that, and it must be some black person who left this message. And why I say that is he accuses the Jews of enslaving black people and hating black people and killing black people and doing all sorts of horrible things to black people. I mean, he doesn't mention anything about the Muslim enslavement, how they participated in slavery, how they went to Africa and stole or paid for black Americans, African Americans, And they went all over the world. They dropped some over there in Haiti. They put some in South America. They put them all over to make their money. I mean, no one ever mentions the hateful acts of the Muslim towards blacks. And I see many blacks, you know, the largest group of people that convert to Islam happens to be black men. Which is sad. Oh, that reminds me, the Rashida, however you pronounce the last, T-L-A-I-B, several years ago wrote an op-ed for guess who? Louis Farrakhan. I mean, we have three Muslims with big voices, and they are, as far as I'm concerned, the enemy within. And then we have Ocasio-Cortez, who is the enemy within, does not like this country, helped Amazon to not want to even come to deal with New York. And she's on the socialist / communist, as far as I'm concerned. That's what she is. That's what she represents. My friends, we need to do better than what we've been doing. My friends, we need to do some due diligence, search out these people, find out what they stand for before we pull the lever and put them into office. I mean, because this doesn't make any sense. We have, you know, our ICE department, you know, number one, that bill does not give them any more money. It does not help. And they will not receive any additional funding to add enforcement or deportation agents to the agency, despite requests by our President Trump. He wants more agents. He wants more money to be poured in there. And unfortunately, from what I've been able to read, illegal immigration at the southern border is expected to reach levels that are going to be very high. They have not been this high since George W. Bush. If reforms are not implemented. So that means we have to really get on our job, get on the stick, get that wall built, start changing some of these, closing some of these gaps in our immigration policies if we don't want this to happen. Because it costs money for us to take care of people who come here looking for a handout, which the Democrats are promising them. Free health care, free housing, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, we have our work cut out for us. I hope that that bill that Senator Cruz is trying to get noticed, passed, and all of that, the El Chapo, C-H-A-P-O bill, where the money that we have and have access to from the ill gains of this man who was dealing in drugs, you know, it would be a big help. I think he said it's between $40 and $20 billion. So we'll see. Excuse me. He's filed the act, and he says, I read the Department of Justice estimates of the global worth of El Chapo's criminal network worldwide were roughly $14 billion. There is a natural and elegant symmetry that suggested itself. So I filed the El Chapo Act, which says all money criminally forfeited from El Chapo and from any other drug lord shall be used for border security and to build the wall. I just pray that that goes through. And I know that the disabled veteran who had an account on GoFundMe, he raised several million dollars. So I hope that we can get through this, you know. But I'm very upset that the rules that are included in this Homeland Security, what they came to, trying to, you know, for the immigration, in other words, includes numerous rules that will help Democratic legislators and activist groups stigmatize and choke immigration enforcement before the 2020 election. So this bill is not such a good one. I don't know what our president is going to do. I know he's declared a national emergency. And I was reading on whether or not a national emergency would be challenged or would it be easier for him to get done what needs to be done. And according to the American Thinker, in reading that, many of the experts who say that they're experts or whatever think that he won't be able to get away with declaring a national emergency because he won't be able to say that the wall is needed for the military. Other obstacles, I don't know, but okay. One is from Renato Mariotta. He's a former federal prosecutor from 2007 to 2016, and he's the host on Topic Podcast. And he's not very positive, or his words are not very positive, that this can be done using the national emergency. He says to do so, Trump will make use of sweeping laws passed by Congress that permit the president to declare a national emergency and for the Secretary of the Army to apply funds and personnel to construct projects. Our border defense is primarily a civilian, not a military operation. And then he goes on to say, but the main reason a challenge to this move will likely succeed is that the statutes as applied to this case violate the U.S. Constitution. And, he's supposed to be an expert. So we'll see. Given that our founders believe that it was important to give Congress the power to control how our funds are raised and spent, this challenge will likely be successful. What he's saying is that he'll probably be challenged constitutionally. And that challenge may be successful in stopping him. But as our caller Joanne has mentioned, many state of emergencies were declared under other presidents. And I was looking earlier at some of them that were declared by Obama. Funding for, Liberia and funding for this one and that one. There were several of them called. So we'll see what happens, and I know one thing. We need to pray very hard for our president, pray hard for our country. And what's going on in Virginia, the governor has said he's not going to resign, with the blackface issue. And, and also hearing said he admitted to blackface. And then, of course, we have the lieutenant governor who's being charged with sexual misconduct. So they have the, and all of them are Democrats. And not to say that Republicans are saints, but I really didn't think Northam was going to resign, because most of the time, the Democrats do not resign. They try to wait until the tide blows over, you forget about it, et cetera, and they go about their merry business doing what they want to do. But blackface is very offensive. I'm a very open-minded person, but blackface, when I look at it, when I think about it, now I know that they used to entertain with that, but I don't think it was entertaining for medical students who, must have been privileged people along the way to be in medical school, are going to paint their faces black or adorn a KKK costume or whatever. That's not funny to my history. That's not funny to my ancestors who suffered under, because of lynching and suffered because of racial discrimination for so long. So none of that is funny, and people in his status, in his, category, that was just making face and mockery of black people who used to be enslaved. And, that is not funny. So we'll see what happens. I don't think that he's going to want to resign voluntarily, but I hope that they keep the pressure on. Because pressure needs to be on. And this man, Northam, he is such an advocate for abortion that he wants even the baby to be born. And then the mother and the doctor can have a conference to decide whether or not that child should live. You know, when you get that far down the road, then you need to take murder off the books, because this is what you're performing. You have an executioner right there, the doctor, and the one who's giving the final word, the mother, saying, oh, yeah, kill my child. You know, that's barbaric. And I'm glad Joanne is one of those who goes faithfully to the slaughterhouses. There's a slaughterhouse there in Englewood, New Jersey. I go out there occasionally and watching or trying to encourage the young women who are coming there to get that procedure done, trying to encourage them not to go through with it. Because there are adoption places that, you know, children can be put up for adoption. And you don't know what repercussions you will face, whether or not you're putting yourself at greater risk of diseases later on, or, you know, sicknesses later on, or anything like that. So we will see what happens. Now, let me just talk a little about someone who was a Never Trumper. And, you know, there are a lot of Never Trumpers, and I don't know why, but some people have just made up their minds that they didn't like Trump and he was an adulterer, and oh my goodness, they come up with all sorts of reasons and hateful statements, et cetera, et cetera. And I've known somebody who was at one time a Never Trumper, but now they've changed because they see the good things that he's doing. And I hope more will come to understand that, no, he's not perfect and he's made mistakes, but who among us has never made any mistakes? Thank God we don't serve a God that says, well, you made a mistake, that's the end of you. So, you know, I put on Facebook because someone was talking about how filthy he was, how dirty he was, and I reminded them that we serve a God who's full of mercy, grace, and forgiveness. And we have to learn how to be gracious toward one another, remembering all the time that we are not perfect. We are so far from perfect. So I hope some people will, the person who wrote those nasty things about our president, I hope that he will look at that and think a little bit. So I am, let me see, what else do I, oh, I want to talk about Black History Month. You know, Ida B. Wells, this is a lady who refused to give up her seat 71 years before Rosa Parks did. And I'm going to read this. At age 33, she owned the first African-American newspaper in Chicago, and that was called the Chicago Conservatory. Why do you never hear about her? And you know what the answer is? Because she was a Republican. And there were a lot of Black Republicans, Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman, we know Frederick Douglass, et cetera, et cetera, Jackie Robinson, Mary McLeod Bethune, a lot of our greats, a lot who have made tremendous strides as Black people in America were Republicans. But all of a sudden with the New Deal, Blacks shifted to the Democratic Party. Well, you know what? The Democratic Party has become, I think, an embarrassment to this nation. I mean, we have Kamala Harris sitting there, you know, can't answer, you know, at these Senate hearings, can't let a person finish an answer before she's cutting them off, rude and obnoxious. And most of them act the same way. And that is disgraceful. Where is the grace? Where is the dignity? You got, here it is, Cory Booker sitting there thinking he's Spartacus. And he was, I can tell you personally and firsthand knowledge, he was not a good mayor of Newark, New Jersey. My daughter lives in Newark, New Jersey. And firsthand observations. When there was a crisis at, where was it, IHOP, where the manager was killed and someone else was shot, he didn't show up there. A few blocks from where my daughter lived, there was a chase. A car was being chased with a male and female in it. And the shooting took place. The male and female were killed. The detective showed up, and I mean, it was a scene out there. And this was like four blocks from where my daughter lives. Cory Booker was MIA, missing in action. And most appalling to me was the Stop the Violence rally that was held on the steps of City Hall right there in Newark, New Jersey. Not only did he not show his face, he didn't even send a representative. And the violence was so intense and so abundant in Newark, New Jersey, that this rally was hosted by undertakers. They had a coffin. They had a dummy, a makeshift funeral, trying to impact upon the young people of Newark, particularly the young men, to stop killing one another. And Mayor Cory Booker was a no-show. Now, he did show up at the Salvation Army, where I volunteered to help serve the homeless. And of all things, he put on an apron, let them take some pictures. And then he took off that apron and left. I was there. I saw him. And I guess he's going to be rolling up his sleeves to run for president. Well, my friends, let's wake up. Let's stop letting these people abuse us, run our cities into the ground. They get richer and richer. We get nothing in return for our votes, except they'll come to our churches when it's time to vote again. They'll come and you'll see them in the streets here or there when it's time for them to be elected again. But other than that, they're not concerned about the quality of life in inner city America. They're not concerned about you and I. They're not even concerned about our safety. Let's stop being abused. Let's not get used to being abused. Let's wake up and realize how dangerous socialism, Marxism, and communism are. We were born free, and we will not become a socialist country. I believe those are the words of our president, Donald John Trump. Well, my friends, pretty soon I'm going to be signing off. I enjoyed every moment, although it's much more enjoyable when I have Miss B.B. Diamond. Once again, Miss B.B. Diamond, have a wonderful, happy, delightful, and safe birthday. I hope that you'll be with us next week, and I hope that she should be back. She's going to be returning tomorrow. It's a short trip just to celebrate her birthday. And any of you out there celebrating your birthday, I wish you a happy birthday and a safe, happy birthday. So we'll see what's going on in our beautiful country. But we're going to have to stay faithful. We're going to have to stay strong, support our president, because I do believe that he loves this country, that he really cares for you and I, and he's not in it just for himself. Yes, he has an ego, but I always said, even before he became our president, so what? He has an ego. That ego will work in our favor. I don't care if he puts his name on that wall. I really don't care. As long as we protect those living close to the border, as long as we protect our children, those sons and daughters from people who shouldn't even be here. We have enough of our own homegrown criminals. We don't need to import anymore. God bless all of you. And please stay tuned to what's going on in our country. Let's do what's best for our sweet United States of America. And let's treat each other with love, with grace, with kindness. That doesn't take much. You know, we all come all banged up, bruised up. But I can tell you, if you turn to God, who founded this country, who shaped it in his hands, and who's given us a roadmap to follow, and that's called the Bible. The Bible is full of wisdom. Just take a few moments and read a few passages and say, God, examine me. Make me a better person. I want to do what's right. And we'll start treating each other a little better. We'll start being more courteous when we're driving those cars. We'll be a little more patient. So I just want to leave you with that because it's almost that time. Please stay tuned. And don't forget our urban story every Saturday at 3 p.m. as long as God gives us the energy to do it.